This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats, a city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
There's definitely more to this house.
I believe we have one more floor and one more vampire still left unaccounted for.
Yeah, I think that's right. Four things are broken, and we've killed three. We found a pile of ash.
Yes, we killed two, there was a pile of ash. Or no, okay. We killed one and there was two pile of ashes. One of the two happened.
Something happened the last time.
It's so difficult to remember. So what is the game plan, kiddos?
Go find a vampire. Use our new toys on it.
All right.
Isn't the staircase right there?
There's we gotta go around to get to it.
Wow.
He teleported.
It's almost like you flew all the way over here.
Yeah.
Teleportation spell.
Bird.
Like a small, barely flightful would be flightless. So it was a flightful bird.
I'll be behind you.
Okay. So you guys, you come up another flight of stairs to a door, and that is where you are.
You guys blowing my mind. Look at me. I'm dancing now.
Oh, shit. So aside from dancing on the stairs.
Right. I'm going to go up to the door, and I would like to check it for traps. I was like, I can still do that, yes? Yeah. Yeah. I'm still good at that. That is a perception check?
Yes, it would
locate
be.
Locate a trap?
She became a druid and forgot everything.
Shut your face.
Well, it has been like a month since you guys have played or more.
I don't think I get that half perception anymore.
Nope.
Change that right now.
So it's just a 19?
Yeah.
Which is still good. It does not appear to be trapped.
I turn around and I say, it does not appear to be trapped. And then I back away from it.
I'll go in first. Nice.
I'll go in second.
I'll come in third.
Alrighty.
I'll third over here.
Third-ish. Thirdly. Hey, down to the C sections. Hold on.
Excuse me?
I gotta get down to the C sections. Hold on. I heard what I said. I know what I meant.
Somebody cast third level giggles on everyone.
Would you like to be itchy? I can make you itchy.
All your spells are based around being irritating.
Yes. I had
to pick the type.
I had to pick things that were true to character. So if there was some sort of amplify voice or, like, talk to everyone in their head, I would have taken that as well.
The room's very, very large. There's a large shelf to the north with cubbies. That's the best way to describe it. Little square shelving units that are meticulously filled with small scrolls. Tons and tons of scrolls fill this shelf. And to the south of the room is a large marble table. It has a neat stack of unused small scrolls, a fine quill pen, and a bottle of ink.
Can I, as a druid, detect magic?
Sure. There is light magic on all of the scrolls and the paper that's on the desk, but it's very minimal. And it's just a general, like, magic. Not, like, anything in specific. It's just generally, there's some minor enchantment going on.
I'm going to take a random scroll off one of the cubbies and look at it.
Okay. Roll me a D100.
You're now a druid, too.
True. ruins for everybody.
There's two of us.
37.
Hold on 1 second. Ah, this one says Halifax Calibril, age 34, Pillar of Salt.
Oh, that can't be good.
That's all it says on it?
Yep.
And it's not sealed, it's just rolled. No wax seal.
No wax seal.
I'm going to put it back right where I found it and tell them what I saw. Do I know a Halifax Calibril?
Does anyone know a Halifax Calibril?
Not that I'm aware of.
Calibril.
I think I went to school with that guy.
Halifax Calibril sounds like an IPA. Served in a derby with a lime.
In my head, I went Halifax Peanut Brittle.
That's also a good name.
Pillar of Salt.
I'm gonna grab another scroll and see what that one says.
Okay. Roll me a D100. 88. Robert Quinn, age 25, eaten by toads.
This is a big pile of dead people.
Died in incredibly stupid ways.
Yeah. Yeah. Incredibly annoying and dumb.
Pecked to death by a puffin.
Right. That's a good inside joke that I don't think anybody will get.
Not for a little while.
I think druids killed all these people.
Possible.
You said there was some parchment on the marble table here.
Yeah, just a stack of parchment on the table.
I'll take a couple of sheets.
Okay. It will not age. Just you can make a note of that.
Now, do all these scrolls seem to be about the same size, same length, same...
Yeah, it's all made out of the paper that he just pilfered some of off the desk.
I'm going to go all the way to the left and pick the very first one.
Okay. Ooh. Roll a D100. There's 100 names on here. Some of them are people that exist in my life. Just so you know. Cynthia Drex, age 14, transformed into glass.
Oh, that's stupid. That's sad. That was the very first one, though, all the way to the left.
Mm-hmm.
Age 14? That is so young.
To be turned to glass. It's terrible. I was thinking they might be indexed in some way, but I guess they're not. It's random.
Yeah, if you take a 20 and just start looking through them, it's just, it's always a name, an age, some form of death, and they range from a couple of months to a couple hundred years.
Are all of the deaths magical? Like, none of them are, like, stabbed through hearts?
No, some are mauled. None of them are natural causes. Not a single one of them is natural causes.
Do any of the names seem familiar to us in any way?
Nothing. I mean, there's some knowledge history.
22.
27.
Some of the names sound familiar to you guys, but none of you are sure why. Your roles are all right, but...
Yeah, it's just...
There were certain things you guys didn't do, and the one of you who did do it didn't roll high enough. So, yeah. The names seem familiar. The names tie to something that you may or may not remember, but you know there's something there.
Can I bardic knowledge this?
Yeah, sure. You feel like something in this house relates to these names. You just can't quite put your finger on it.
Perhaps when we have a little more time, we can cross-reference this with that chart we looked at downstairs.
Oh, the scrolling chart.
About how many scrolls are there, did you say?
So the rolls were only on a D100, because I figured if you went through all 100 names that are on this list, I would have gotten bored. But there's probably close to just kind of looking 350,000.
So more than 100 then.
Yes.
Huh. Well, this is an awful room.
I'm going to turn to Emmy, who I assume is standing right next to me. Emmy, I can tell that the scrolls are magic. Like, I can sense it.
Dates are to be believed. It's a very good chance that the paper, the parchment, will not fall apart with age. Rather useful tool.
Yes, I just have never been able to do that before, and I thought I always ask you to do it, but now you are becoming useless to me.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And then I just walk away.
Perhaps when we return to the city, we can speak to your mother about finding me new employment.
Gonna save for Wall of Ice. Cause it's
I believe real. Someone has cast a cone of cold.
Yeah.
Kind of cold shoulder. That sounded more like sick burn to me.
Might need daylight cast in here just from all the shades.
Oh, snap.
I'm going to move on into this hallway that you're drawing.
Okay.
Someone cast inflict serious social anxiety.
Serious wounds to your pride.
I'm going to follow along. It's getting a little harsh in that room.
Spectral badgers?
They're definitely spectral badgers.
So this room is massive. It's so massive, in fact, It has a clearly visible internal room. The walls of this room are lined with 8 medium-sized mannequins, each dressed in very fine black leather armor, much in the same style that you saw in the chamber with the portal room. All of them are humanoid in size with silver adornments. They all have cloaks with hoods and thin facial veils.
Now, real quick, these don't look like the ones the assassins were wearing who sent us down here in the first place, were they?
Mm-mm, no, these are red. Those are crimson. These look like the two that were in the room with the portal that you guys came through.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Next to each set of armor is a small seating area with hooks that look as if someone would hang their clothes on them. It's almost like a changing room, kind of.
Oh, it's a locker room.
Kind of. That's the vibe that you get. And to the south of the room, there appears to be some pillars and like a large table against the south wall.
I'm going to wander up to this one of these suits of armor and inspect it. Is it the same armor? Those like +2 armor or whatever it was?
+3.
Yeah, but it is exactly the same.
Yeah, the adornments are, it almost looks like uniforms. So like each set of leather armor has the silver adornments. They have the thick facial veil. They have the desert cloak with the hood. They all radiate a light form of magic. It's all +3 leather armor. But yeah, it's all, and they all look to be the same, very uniformly put together armor.
Do they look worn? Like, does it look like they've seen battle?
Yes and no. They look like they have some age on them, and they look like they have some damage, but the damage is very, very minor. So they don't look like they've been heavily beat up, but they look like somebody else at some point has worn them. Yes.
Now, does silver have the properties against, like, werewolves and vampires it does in other myths on Maya?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Really nice-looking armor.
You need some?
I guess it is yours to give away now, right?
Help yourself, friends. I've got some magic armor. I don't need it. So if you need armor up, please do so. I have the sneaking suspicion, though, since this is the only closed door that we've seen so far, that our vampire friend might be behind door number one.
I'm going to walk over and look at the long table in the middle of the pillars on the far south side of the room.
Okay.
I'm going to go, like, give it a look-see.
All right. In the center of the long table. Okay, so to the south of the room, we see this long table against the southern wall. To the east and the west of the table are large piles of black wax that run in strangely direct geometric lines across the table. So, like, basically, you're looking at this long table, and to the east and the west of it are just, like, massive piles of wax that look like candle after candle after candle has burnt there. Except, you get about a foot out on either side of these piles of wax, and the lines of wax go from being just organic lines of wax to being, like, very geometric straight lines that fork and bend and create kind of like a network of connecting parallel and perpendicular lines that run to a house that seems to be made of the same wax, which looks cold and brittle with age.
Is it magic-y?
Yeah, this shit is very magic-y. This would be magic-y shit, for sure.
So it's running to a house?
Yes, it's a small, tiny house.
Is there a tiny door we can check for traps?
Well, there is a tiny door on the small brittle wax house, yes.
Throwing this out there before we go around touching more things, do we think that tiny house may have any sort of significance to this room that's in the middle of the room?
That's what I'm saying. If you guys mess with the tiny house, you might be messing with the big house. So maybe we shouldn't be messing with it.
Looks like there's a door on this inner room. What is there anything fancy going on with this door?
It is just a door.
I don't trust that door.
I would not trust that door either.
I don't trust that door either. Let's get into position and open it.
My goodness, men are useless. I will walk over and check for traps.
All right. It does not appear to be trapped.
I'm going to turn around and say, he does not appear to be trapped. I'm going to get the fuck out of the way.
Doesn't appear to be trapped. I'm gonna walk away from it.
It doesn't appear to be trapped. You open it.
I'm gonna sword out just in case.
Yeah, I got the my shield, and I'm gonna pull out the silver scalpel again.
Okay.
and I will open the door.
I got my tongue sword out.
It is a large room. There is no roof above this area. So when you open the door, you are looking out into like an open sort of atrium. The sky is above. It's littered with stars. And there is a large black summoning circle that looks like it has been used multiple times in the center of this room.
How much detail of it can I see from here?
From there?
Yes.
What are you trying to discern?
I'm just I'm going to roll a skillscraft, or yeah, spellcraft check, just to see if I can figure out what was trying to be summoned.
Okay.
That is only a 19.
That is only a 19. I would say that it is something extra planar, whatever it was. That's what you're gathering, at least.
Okay.
Can we make a knowledge planes to figure out?
Sure.
To try to take a gander at where it might be from?
17 is not going to tell you. That 22 will tell you something.
What will it tell me?
Elemental plane of fire.
Oh, wait a minute. Can we switch over to the other campaign?
Wait.
Hold on a second.
Get the heart.
Elemental plane of fire. Wow. Useful, but not for this campaign. to find out what he's talking about, tune in to Great Old Ones, available at oldmagicgaming.com.
What he said.
And as far as we know, this is it to this floor.
Yep.
My character's going to look up at the stars through the open air and see if he sees any constellations he recognizes or anything like that.
The sky looks similar to the sky back at home, but as you're taking it in, you realize you're probably about, I would say, a good, you know, you're probably in one of the other cities.
Okay, I'm going to try to, like, figure out with my star charts, like, where we are in relation to where we started.
Okay.
That'll probably take me, like, whatever, however long you think.
Yeah, but it'll take you a while.
While you're doing that, I think I'm going to try and suit up off of one of these suits.
It's +3 masterwork leather armor.
With silver highlights.
I will also do detect magic on this setup back here to the south, the house.
Okay.
See if I can figure out what exactly this is.
It's magical. This is magical. All of this is all of the...
The little wax house is magic?
Everything in that green circle, the pillars, the three pillars on each side, and the table... And everything on the table, and the candles, and the geometric wax lines, and the little brittle wax house. All of it magic.
Are there any markings on the pillars?
Ah, well, the pillars haven't been inspected yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to inspect the pillars.
All right. There are three pillars on each side of this room. So there's three on the west, three on the east. Each of them has a fist-sized indention in them.
Huh.
So these are fisting pillars.
Yes. Pillars of fisting.
I'm not proud of that.
Oh, that was the worst joke you've told this evening. Is...
I don't know that that's true.
No, it's not true. That was completely sarcasm, but it's hard to know it sometimes. Does it look like someone punched this fist indention in the pillar, or does it look like it's part of the design?
It looks like it's part of the design.
Ah, crap. I don't know that somebody going around punching holes in pillars is better, but...
I mean, hey, it's a good question. It's one I would have asked, to be completely honest with you.
Well, my thought is that if you stick your... I don't know how to say this. If you stick your fist in the hole...
Uh-huh. Right.
As you do.
Will something occur?
Well, I mean,
You're doing it right.
I was gonna say, did you buy dinner first? Seafood dinner?
He's not a monster, of course he did.
Terrible.
full circle. We come full circle. I would throw a perception check.
Okay.
Can I stare at it for three rounds to try and determine the school of magic?
Sure.
I'm gonna do that. Okay. I make a knowledge arcana skill check to determine the school of magic involved.
Alright, I'm gonna get this perception check real quick.
Yeah.
The holes... God, I can't believe I'm saying this. The holes have a strange odor to them.
Good. Good.
My God, man, you knew the audience you were coming into with this.
I did. Yeah. I did. And looking at my notes, I'm like, oh, Anton, why did you word
this
that?
Episode of Crown of Queens is marked for mature audiences.
The fisting holes.
Yeah.
I mean, smell to them.
What kind of odor?
It's kind of acidic.
Huh.
It's a bit nutty.
I think these pillars have scurvy.
Scurvy pillars.
Do you think they should have scurvy?
They can.
She really, wants to give them scurvy.
I'm excited to give people scurvy. Just you wait. I rolled a crit on the my knowledge arcana check.
Yeah, I was abjuration. Okay. It's abjuration.
What does that mean?
Abjuration uses magic against itself. It's warding magics, energy absorption, protective magics, resistance magics, stuff like that.
Okay, I tell the group this.
Okay. Tell the group that, Vanessa.
The feasting pillars have warding magic of abjuration on them. I don't know why I can tell that now, but I can.
You're very fascinated by yourself at this moment.
I am. I'm going to think for a minute, and then I'm gonna cast... Wait, what is it called? Chameleon scales on myself.
Okay.
I'm going to think about it and then make myself a blonde kitty.
Okay.
And then be like, oh my goodness! How am I doing this?
Will wonders ever cease?
Gorgolin.
I just made myself blonde for 10 minutes per level.
Almost an hour and a half.
I've just made myself blonde. I'm just like licking my new blonde fur. Like, I thought I was sexy before, but oh no.
You need to be by yourself for a while? Or...
Yeah, right? Leave me with the
strange and silly place.
I have this sudden urge to lay on hands. I don't
know. Lay on hands to the fisting hole?
Oh, damn it, I was getting rid of that. Maybe someone just... get him away from the fisting hole.
Maybe you should just use a mage hand on it.
Looking back at this wax house... Roughly, how many floors are there on it?
Three.
Does it look like from the outside? Well, it might be the house that we're in, like a model of the house we're in.
Make an intelligence check.
Oh, I have a higher intelligence now. You're going to regret saying that, pal.
Ain't no dummy no mo.
I was dumb, but now I'm smart.
That's 21. Yeah, it does. It actually looks like an exact model of the house you're in right now.
Please do not mess with the little house.
Don't smash that house.
Yeah.
But it looks all dry and brittle. Like, it looks like the wax has not been moved or used in such a long period of time that it's just dry and brittle and it's like cracking and just doesn't look like it's in a good space right now.
Are there fuses on the, or like wicks on the candle, like the wax piles?
Yes, there's a couple.
Friend, I think we need to re-wax your house.
What do you think will happen if you re-wax the house, though? What if it is not good?
I don't know. You could be correct. I just feel like a brittling version of the exact house that we're in may not bode well.
I'm going to light a wick on each side.
With what?
With my tinder.
Oh, pachow. Wait.
I'm going to do it with a pachow.
Pachow.
Pachow. It's delicious.
It'll light your candles.
I'll light on the east side first and the west side.
All right. You try and the tinder sparks, but the wick will not catch from your poultry flame.
Okay, who here has some, I don't know, maybe a fire belly?
I'm going to cast, I'm going to look at it and cast Spark.
Okay.
Spark. One fan object.
It does not light, even from your magical flame.
I'm like staring at my hands that almost made fire, my new blonde sexy hands, and I'm just like, I thought she couldn't love herself anymore. Very pleased with this.
So have you always been able to try and make shit start on fire, or were you just throwing daggers for fun?
No, I don't think I've ever been able to do this before.
We may need to take you to a doctor.
Or a vet.
I cast Spark on Plarian.
right, I'm going to take off my glove, or no, I'm going to leave my glove on. I'm going to gently put my, I can't believe I'm going to say this. I'm going to gently put my fist in the hole. If this is like the Gom Jabbar, I'm getting my hand out of there.
Fear is the mind killer.
It you burns!
You put your hand in the hole, and you feel a gentle...
Like a wind that breaks.
Like a wind, yeah.
Like a fisting hole farted on you.
It's like a breaking wind, yes.
You're going to pull your hand back out, and it's just going to be bone.
I pull it out. Is it okay?
Yeah, it smells a little funny, but it's fine.
What if we all do it? We don't have enough people for the pillars, but...
Yeah, we
need someone's going to have to double fist.
Oh... God damn it.
I don't know, I was waiting for somebody to say that. It.
Again, you brought this on yourself, Andrew.
Yeah, it did. It's all my fault. Yeah. All
right, you're all perpetually 10 years old.
I mean, I know he said he's not allowed to come upstairs, but we do have another person we can use.
That's true.
Darn. He's not a person, though.
No, not the servant. I forget.
Right.
Yes, Maddie's friend.
Oh, my God. You forgot his name? Okay.
Listen, we've been waiting for that guy to set up our bedrooms for like 8 hours now.
I'll be willing to go.
How many wicks are on the table down here?
Six.
Three of them.
That's what I thought.
If we fist the holes.
You said the small holes smell acidic?
Yep.
I'm going to cast spark inside one of the fisting holes.
The light's on fire and the wick on the table lights up.
I made fire!
How long does it stay lit? Does it stay lit, though?
Yes, it does.
So these are like pilot-like fisting holes.
I'm going to try to use a tinder in one of the fisting holes on the other side to light
okay.
One.
Make a dexterity check.
And it's a gas jet, and it kills me.
I just wanted to see if you dropped your flint and tinder down the fisting
hole. Oh, thanks.
So, that one lights. So two are lit, and two candles are lit.
All right, I'm going to cast... spark on my fisting hole.
All right. Three are lit and three wicks are lit.
Oh my gosh, you can do it too. I like cast spark at him. Like, look, I can do it too.
How many sparks do you have?
It's a level zero spell.
Oh, okay. So you're just like,
cast spark.
And then I have daggers, so which is a lot.
I'm going to go through and light the other two on my side. Do I have to roll dexterity for each time?
No, I think it was only for the first one is what I put in there.
Yeah, I'll light whatever's not lit yet.
Okay, so all six are lit. You guys, I'm assuming, are looking at the table once you
get it. Yes, yes, we are.
The wax runs down from the giant piles of wax across the geometric shapes. It touches the house, and it starts to creep up the sides of the house. The brittle exterior of wax starts to become supple. It basically... looks as if the entire house is being rebuilt, recast out of liquid black wax. After...
Does the house around us change at all? Like the physical room we're in?
You can hear some creaking and like some sounds, like settling sounds, I guess. But nothing that you can see changes.
Might just be strengthening the house, maybe.
No, it sounds likely.
Pathfinder home renovations.
Welcome to this old wax house.
Welcome this to old, this waxy house.
Old.
I have also old, just reset old. The security system.
This very fucking old house.
Spark an idea and fist a hole and you get your entire house renovated.
And yeah.
There's the tagline. I'm going to turn to the group and be like, easy seat? I feel like we are missing a vampire still.
We are still missing a vampire.
Downstairs after we went upstairs? Oh no, poor Randolph.
So there's nowhere else to go on this floor other than where we are, what we've already seen?
That's what you've seen.
Can I search the room for something hidden?
Sure, go for it. Roll a perception check. As far as you can tell, there's no other rooms.
So once the wax has encased the whole house, it just keeps going and keeps burning, keeps melting?
Yeah, actually, kind of looking at it, it looks like there's like a front garden to the house, and there's the candles almost create like a shadow / like optical illusion light effect on the table and the wax itself, and it makes these six points of light, three on either side of the house and the front garden, that look as if they sort of create a field around the house and its garden.
Seem to be dissipating? Like, are they eventually going to burn themselves out?
Looks like there's more than enough wax and fuse for these candles to be lit for quite a long time.
Okay. I'm just wondering if we leave them lit, if that's going to be a good thing or a bad thing. You know what I mean?
There's one way to find out.
I guess we leave them lit for a little while and see what happens. Okay, yeah, let's leave them lit for now, I guess. I mean, we can always come back up and blow them out if something weird happens.
I mean, should we make sure that we are able to blow them out? If that's going to be our, like, fail-safe, maybe right. Protect it? Like, blow out one of them and then just relight it?
Okay, somebody blow in the fisting hole.
I'll do it.
He said excitedly.
I was going to say, you said that really quickly.
Before you even begin to bring your face close to the fisting hole, you are just... you're kind of overwhelmed with the thought that there's nothing that is that is going to come of blowing into the fisting hole.
Oh.
You're just like, there's no way in hell I could muscle the air that it would take to put that out.
I'm going to walk over to one of the actual candles and blow at it.
Okay, and its corresponding pillar turns off, and the candle goes out, and the wax immediately starts to kind of go brittle, and... you can hear the house creaking and sagging again.
Okay, so we can just blow them out. I will re-bark it up.
And it reforms and re-strengthens.
Okie doke. This will leave them lit. Does anyone else need this armor? Everybody got armor that they needed?
Yeah, it's great. It's nice that it's already broken in.
Yes, it is not my style.
Let's go on a vampire hunt.
Suggest we head back and check the first floor.
That sounds like a sound suggestion, sir. How did you end up a handmaiden for her?
It's a long story. I suppose if we make it through the vampire hunt, I might tell you sometime.
So you've lost a bet then, huh?
I think you mean won a bet.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
So you guys going back downstairs?
Yes.
Yep. I'm going to turn whoever is around me. I'm just going to be like, do you think that maybe Charn can tell if there's a vampire on this floor? Like if we bring him out, will he be like, oh, it's over there?
Well, I'm going to go do that then.
Guess it wouldn't hurt.
I'm going to go to the nearest green pillar, which I guess would be over here in the race wind room.
Also, it would be worth asking exactly in what city we are in.
Well, I kind of figured that out while we were upstairs.
Yeah.
Kind of figured out relative to where we were, where we were.
Yeah, you guys are in Larem.
Oh, you know what? I think we found that out because I have that written down here somewhere.
Yeah, I was like, I think we did know that. I feel like Vanessa knows that. I don't know if.
Okay, I'm going to, touch green pillar and call Charn.
Ah, greetings, salutations, sir. Oh. How may I help you?
Hello, Charn. How are you today?
I'm doing well.
Good, good. I was wondering, do you know, we seem to think there's a vampire loose here on the grounds. Have you seen any?
Yes.
Okay, where is he? Or her?
He is currently making the beds.
Besides Randolph.
No, sir. There are no more vampires within the home.
On any floor or just this floor?
As far as I am aware, there are no more vampires on any floor. The last one left 3.5 hours ago.
It's oddly specific.
Is that one we killed? Does that feel right? Or no, because we took a long rest between now and then.
Yeah, you took a long rest.
That was probably somewhere around, I don't know, sundown.
Very good. Your chronological understanding of the ebb and flow of the seasons and days is quite astonishing, sir.
Your gift of flattery is also very astonishing.
Oh, thank you, Master. I appreciate that.
I think he's making fun of us.
Well, I mean, he's a demon, so probably.
Well, he doesn't have to be hurtful.
The door here to the south in room A1, is that the one that led to the garden?
That was indeed.
Right.
It was also where we saw the giant creature that came out of the woods.
Yeah.
That door is shut, though, yes?
Yeah, I shut that door.
Well, is it, though, if the vampire left?
It was shut and locked last I...
Right, but the vampire left.
True.
Unless he shut and locked it. That's true as well. He could have not gone this way, but my guess is that's probably the way he went.
I'm going to go down to the garden door, I guess.
Okay.
I'll go with you.
And check to see if this door is still locked and shut the way we left it.
It's one of those things. It's not shut. The other. It's shut.
Was it easily unlockable from the inside? Like, just turn the knob?
Yeah, you just turn the knob.
Like, yeah, it's like a front door. All right, I'm going to open the garden door.
Okay.
I'm going to stay in the house, though.
Okay.
And look out over the grounds.
It's dark out there. It's very dark out there. Trees are swaying. You'd swear there's stuff moving around in the shadows.
How long has it been since I last opened that door?
Hours.
I mean, there was a long rest, so yeah, it's been a while.
It's probably been at least a day.
I was going to say, it's dark when we opened it last time, but we took a very long rest
explored the whole house. You guys have probably been in here at least 24 hours.
I just wanted to make sure like it wasn't perpetually dark in that.
Right.
Right. Horrors. I was thinking the same thing.
Different nighttime.
Okay.
Not to mention, isn't this place called the Night Garden?
It is called the Night Garden.
That's fair.
Yeah. There's a chance it could be.
So there aren't any vampires here. What kind of stuff?
Your new house seems safe. How very exciting for you. It's a very big house.
We're very stuck though.
Except for the vampires in the tubes.
Oh, yeah.
What about that?
Maybe just don't touch them.
We may want to take care of them in some fashion before they decide to take a nod from their brethren.
Charon, I know you're not allowed on the upper levels, but do you have any idea what the wax candles that form the small wax house are for?
Wax candles that form a small wax house. I am not aware, but I believe Randolph might know. Currently, Randolph is making dinner. You asked him to prepare the bedrooms and then to make something to eat.
Apologies, I'm guessing A11 is the dining room?
Yes.
Okay.
Stand there awkwardly for just a second and say, apologies, I forget how this works. Do I have to, like, touch the orb again to let you go back, or how does...
If you would like to send me back, yes.
Okay, all right.
One moment. Charon, do you know how those three or four vampires escaped?
Yes.
Can you tell us?
Of course.
Will you tell us?
Will you tell us?
Charon, please tell us how the vampires escaped so that we don't allow it to happen again.
Ah, there was a woman who had long white hair. She entered through the front door. She went upstairs. There was a lot of clashing and banging. She returned. There was chatter. She left. I do believe she is the reason that those tubes were broken.
Is there a way to lock the front door from the inside?
Yes, there is a lock.
Do I have a key for that lock? Is that the iron key that we found in the workshop?
Yes, it is.
I believe there's a knob on the inside, similar to the ones we found on the other floor.
Well, I'm just saying if we lock the front door, that's where she came in. At least she won't come in that way again.
Yes, I think it is a good idea, although it does make me nervous that the third floor is just open to the sky.
That is a little... a little strange.
Like, I wish we could close the dome, you know, for like, what if it's rainy? You would get so wet. That would be terrible.
The water would not come through.
Oh, can people come through that way, Charon?
If I am understanding you correctly, the candles have been lit, correct?
Yes.
Then the dome has returned around the night garden.
So now nothing can enter.
Can we leave the night garden while the candles are lit?
Of course.
Will we be able to get back in?
If you have the deed or key.
Like you need to hold fast to that key, friend. Question, Charon. Do you know what the summoning circle upstairs is for?
Yes.
I would guess summoning.
Could you please tell us?
I love this guy.
It is for summoning things.
Well. Charon, what was the summoning circle on the third floor of this house used to summon most recently?
Most recently, there were multiple attempts to summon an individual or individuals from the elemental plane of fire.
Were they successful?
They were not.
Was that individual going to be used to help light the candles, or...?
No, I believe the individual was going to be summoned in order to return something that had been lost.
What had been lost?
That I am not aware of, ma'am.
Who was the last one to use the summoning circle?
That I do not know, ma'am.
He was not an owner of the house, or...?
She was not an owner of the house.
She? Ooh. I apologize.
Was it the same woman with white hair?
That was not at all the same for my life.
Charn, you're a wealth of knowledge.
I am indeed.
And so modest.
That I am not.
Mm.
Charn, would you rather stay in the house, or do you want to go back in your magical pillow?
I would like to stay in the house.
Didn't you miss staying in the house?
I look, yeah, like, I turn and look at Plarion and like,
I was gonna say, cool, that's not my call.
Too bad for you, pal.
I'll go ahead and stay in the house, Charn. We're going to go dine and speak about what to do next.
Thank you.
Would you,
Charn, can you please not let anyone in the front door?
I would be happy to not let anyone in the front door.
I've also locked it. I know he already said the dome was there, but I went ahead and locked it.
Walk this way and stand right here.
We have a guard dog now, guys. We have a guard Charn.
Guardian devil. All right, God sweet, let's eat.
That sounds like a great idea.
I'm going to sit at the head of the table.
Actually, while they're going to eat, I come back down here to the front door to Charn.
Mm-hmm.
Charn, do you know the last person to blow out the candles upstairs and why they did it?
I do not.
Do you know if it was the... Well, I suppose the first question is now null and void. And the bow that's in here, what
yes.
is that?
That bow is an elemental weapon.
Would I have any idea what he is talking
no,
about?
Fuck no. Hell no. No.
All right.
No concept. You would be like, okay, and?
An elemental weapon.
Correct.
To fight elementals?
No, no. It is one of the seven weapons forged by the first spells created by the Great Worm. It is one of the pillars of creation of Maya and all of the inflexing realities. Carried by Racewind in the War of the Crystal City, it is a direct conduit between the elemental plane of air and the prime material plane.
Is that all?
Now, wasn't there some sort of thing about how none of us could wield it because it was an elemental weapon? Or?
I don't think we asked any questions of it other than why it was bright and shiny.
Oh, that was okay. All that was asked.
Yeah.
Because it made you upset, right?
Yeah, I like looked at it using detect magic and...
It almost made his brain explode.
Yeah, it messed with my head.
It gave you a brain out.
So it would be best to keep it where it is.
Right.
It, unless you wish to shoulder a burden, then yes, I would suggest leaving it where it is.
I look back to where everybody was. I think I have enough of those at the moment.
How dare you?
You're not here.
I can sense you usurping me.
The betrayal. Hands up.
Just sets that shade.
Thank you, Charn.
You're more than welcome, sir. What was your name?
Emmerich.
Emmerich. He holds out a hand.
Look at him for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Is this the actual demon, an actual demon standing in front of me, not just a visage?
Yeah, this is a fucking demon.
Charn, you seem like a bright person, and I will enjoy getting to know you a bit better. And I'll do a slight bow and walk off.
And as you walk off, you hear him kind of smile, and he goes, bright as the morning star. And he turns back around and looks at the front door.
Lucifer morning star.
Yeah, right.
I like Charn. I like Charn a lot.
I like Charn too. Do we have any knowledge of demons sort of in general?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you have a general knowledge of demons, but...
I was like, is it possible that we think he's completely blowing smoke up our asses and everything he tells us is not true? Or he's, like, compelled to tell us the truth because we have the deed to the house?
I don't think you'd have that level of knowledge. It would be...
he seems...
Go ahead.
That was weird.
He doesn't appear to be trapped.
Charn does not appear to be trapped.
Check Charn for
traps. He seems, like... just relatively open to giving us information. I think that's because we've managed to stumble and figure out a fair amount of stuff ourselves, but I don't know, he doesn't appear to try and, you know, trying to be screwing us over or anything.
Charn is Charn.
It's rather charming.
I think he is.
I think like with any demon, it's good to just kind of keep on your toes.
So the party is in the dining room. What are you guys doing?
I sat down at the head of the table, and I'm waiting for someone to bring me food, as I am accustomed.
Okay.
Yeah, Plarion, do you know how to summon your little vampire servant friend to bring us food?
Oh. Yeah, I'm sitting at the other end of the table.
Okay. You hadn't moved from the position you were in for like
it was really
a
weird.
Minute. Oh, I'm sorry.
And legitimately, the frame looked frozen. No, you're good, dude. I just thought you were frozen. That was really funny.
I'm Elsa.
The minute you sit, that was good too. The minute you sit at the is the minute you sit down. So the minute Plarion sits down, the door from the kitchen to the dining room opens. And Randolph, sir, hello, sir.
Hello, Randolph.
We will be having a delightful meal this evening. I have prepared a nice, fresh summer salad. There is a potato soup. I have created a wonderful rack of lamb. And for dessert, I am making a creamed pudding. Would you like bread?
That all sounds great. Thank you, Randolph.
And then he backs back into the kitchen and begins to just start bringing out the courses in time. So that is what he is up to.
Okay, I'm going to lay out the map that I figured out from before out on the table in front of me.
Okay.
Kind of show off to the rest of the people. I'm like, look, this is where we were. This is where we are. In relation to one another on the map, you know, just kind of showing them how far we traveled in that one, you know, portal instance or whatever. And what do you think we should do next? Because first of all, we set off a bunch of vampires that are loose in the city that we left. Second of all, those assassins, if they're not all killed by the vampires, are going to come looking for us for not coming back after opening their door. And
well, it sounded like the first problem took care of the second problem.
It could be. I don't want to count my assassins before they're killed, though.
Yeah, they owe us some coin.
I didn't want to take, you know, the spare moment to look back and count. I kind of just ran for my life.
Oh, no, I definitely understand. I'm just wondering what our next move should be. Do we go back and try to figure out how to go back and cleanse the vampires from the city? Do we explore the garden in the daytime and check out the city that we're in? Do we sit here and read books and eat fine food for the rest of our lives? I'm going to come up with a battle plan with the group, what we're going to do.
Yes, I would love to explore this new city we are in, but I do think we should check back on home and make sure, like, see what has happened.
Agreed.
Maybe we cannot kill all of them, but we would at least know what we have left behind.
I'd rather save half of something than nothing.
That seems reasonable.
I would rather know it is totally fucked or not totally fucked.
I mean, you all have lives and young ones and loved ones back in the city. I don't know anyone. So,
what's the what was the difference between the two cities? Like, roughly, how long of a trek is it back?
Did you write down?
Days through the
Dune Sea. That's all I know.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it would be a long time. We would have to take the portal back, right, to the underground area we were before.
Once we're done eating, we can inspect the portal again, see if we can even open the door back to our city. If we can even cross back, if there's vampires are still waiting for us.
Yes, but I think we should check, because if they are there, then we'll be like, okay, he's fucked, and we can move on, but we should know.
We're in the house of a chessman that would go around killing high-priority targets. Is there a chance that the portal could open to more than just our city?
That's a good point.
Again, I feel like that's something we can inspect at a later time. First thing, if we can even we can even pick our target for teleportation, will be the first step.
Well, thankfully, I think we have a friend that can semi-help us with that. Randolph, he's the one that opened the portal that brought us here.
That's true.
Yes, or maybe Charn knows more about it as well. He seems to be very informed about all things.
It's true, but again, he could take the opportunity to say, yeah, no, this is totally the portal to go home, and then send us all to hell.
That is very true. Definitely. We can put him back in his pillar first.
Point of order, sir, ma'am.
Yes, Randolph.
I don't believe Charn would send you to the abyss.
Why would he not do that?
With the exception of Acherus, the abyss has been taken over by the Denzians of the Silver City. He would not send anyone there. Charn is not a fan of, as he calls them, the burners with wings.
Does that mean anything to me?
No.
It's because the angels have taken over hell. It's kind of like a Samus with mists.
Yeah, but I feel like Ella doesn't know that.
Right.
Like you just said the schmoofle forper in the
right. Bunker. I get it.
Yeah. She has no idea what you just said. She's gonna nod politely though, like she does.
Oh. So we've been kind of self-contained for a while. Would even like Clarion, nope, myself know those terms? Okay.
I mean, you guys would know what the Silver City was and the Abyss is,
right?
So you'd have to extrapolate from the information that he gave. No one knows what a burner is. Like inside the city, you guys would have no idea.
Okay.
It's totally a slang term used by supernatural beings in Maya. None of you are supernatural beings in Maya, so you would have no idea what the hell the terminology means.
But wouldn't we understand if the... He says the denizens of the Silver City have taken over the Abyss.
Yeah, you would understand that conceptually. You'd be able to extrapolate that, yes.
Right.
You just wouldn't know what the hell a burner was.
Right.
Randolph?
Yes, ma'am?
Where did all this food come from?
I made it.
But where did you get the lamb which you racked and served to us, which is delicious, by the way?
Oh, do you enjoy it? That is wonderful. I am an expert summoner.
Oh, so you can summon anything?
Almost, yes.
Almost? What can't you summon?
I am still a bit green when it comes to connecting with extra-dimensional planes. The elemental planes are so very difficult for me to summon things from.
Has anyone ever asked you to summon anything from the circle on the third floor?
Oh, multiple times, yes.
Would you be able to send us back through where we came into through the portal?
I could send you back through the portal, yes. You have the key to the portal.
Does the portal only go to that one location?
That particular key leads to that particular location, yes, ma'am.
Are there more keys?
Oh, yes, yes, a multitude of keys. There's a ring of them. They are scattered across the lands in crypts, and once they have been collected, each of the keys would allow the gate to open to that location.
How many keys are there exactly? Do you know?
I do not have a finite count at this time, but I believe more than 35.
Have you seen more keys than the one key we have? Has there ever been more keys in this house?
There were at one time, yes, when the master was here, but he had left with them. The old master. I apologize, sir. He bows.
Not at all, Randall. Not at all. You've made a great meal for us, and I thank you for your service.
Oh, to make sure that you are pleased is but my pleasure, sir.
It's a good idea. Randolph, have you seen this sword before?
I have, many times. It was in Rincewind's room, up on the wall.
Do you know anything about it, other than it belonged to him?
I know that I was not to touch any of the things in Rincewind's room. Charn may know.
Thank you.
Randolph, did you talk to the vampires that were roaming around the house?
Oh no, I avoided them.
And one of them just left. He walked out the door.
He did indeed.
I don't suppose he happened to be thinking out loud as to where he was going.
Oh, I'm going to Cleveland.
I'm monologuing.
Oh boy, I'm glad to be out. Now I can finally go home to X City.
Soliloquy of a vampire.
To the Venture Brothers, he has to start monologuing before he can.
When I consumed his compatriots, he seemed rather scared and quickly made haste.
You consumed his compatriots?
Yeah, Gargling gives him a look when he says that.
I did, yes.
I think we're all looking at him right now.
Yeah.
You eat vampires?
Yes, I eat the dead.
Are they tasty?
Ah, they provide sustenance.
That is not what I asked.
I cannot discern taste.
Oh, that is too bad for you.
Yet your meals are delicious.
Why, thank you. I believe it comes from my aeons of experience.
Were you trying to consume all of the vampires in the house?
Yes.
There we go. We just send him out into the streets, have him eat all the vampires. We hang out here, eat the meals.
Can the vampires hurt you?
If there are enough of them and they try, but I have not been hurt in ages.
What if you were to fight, like, 10 vampires all at the same time?
Yes, that would be delicious.
Are you able to leave this house with us?
I am not. I may only go where the keys are.
But what if we take the key with us?
I may not leave the bounds where the keys are set.
Shit. Hoover up all the vacuum.
We may be going vampire hunting very soon. We may have some snacks for you.
Delightful! Shall I repair the chambers upstairs?
Repair?
What just happened?
The chambers upstairs that they were freed from by the woman with the white hair.
Oh.
Do you know who that woman was?
I do not. I have never seen her before.
Oh, he's talking about the broken tubes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know why they were saving vampires in those tubes? Was that like your snack room?
Research.
Makes sense with the search.
Probably, tools, right? I was going to say the same reason for the bow and arrow.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Randolph, while we're gone, we're going to be taking off soon, but while we're gone, if you could work on repairing those tubes, that would be great.
Of course.
Thank you.
And he bows and kind of exits through the door, back into the kitchen, gets about what he's doing.
So have we decided we're going to go back?
I don't want to hang out with a vampire eating vampire guy. He's creeping me out.
He makes a good rack of lamb, though.
You're not wrong.
I think we should head back.
I agree.
I agree.
Especially if we have a doorway.
And we know we can come back here.
Right. I think we should stay together, though, because we can only come back if we are together.
You mean you can only come back if you're with me?
Yes.
Or with me.
Or with me. Alright,
Iron key.
Right, you have the key. Right. You're the key master.
And you're the gatekeeper.
Those are the Gazarian. Okay.
And Vin's Cortho.
Let's go. Before we leave, though, I'm going to summon Charn back one more time.
Or Charn hasn't left. He's still standing right there.
All right, I'm going to talk to him about this sword. I'm going to ask him if he's seen it before, or what he knows about it, that kind of thing. Hello, Charn.
He sees you coming. Ooh. Hello, sir.
Why'd you say ooh?
This guy.
You picked it up.
Oh, the sword.
Oh,
that ain't good.
What do you know about the sword, Charn?
It's a herald blade. Ancient magic. Pre the first spells. Somewhere in the age after the first worm rose from the deep in his many machinations in the formation of Maya. The herald blades were created from the bones of the dead cosmic gods. That's not a good thing to walk around with.
Oh, great. Thanks. I can't put it down.
Where was that information?
I know.
Charn, do you know about all of the things in the house, or do you just have a general knowledge of the world?
I have a general knowledge of the worlds, all of them.
I'm going to show him Ephraim's razor and ask him what he knows about Ephraim's razor.
Ah!
He didn't scream at mine, at least.
Well, this is interesting. If I may speak frankly, we have a bound to the ancient old ones blade. And we have a bound to the Thief Lord's blade.
Do you know why the blade makes someone talk to me?
Someone spoke to you.
Yes.
In what way?
They talk to me in my head, like you are talking to me now.
I am speaking to you out loud. I'm not speaking within your mind.
But I hear them.
I saw something.
What did you see?
A shape.
Oh, that's right. Emmy saw a thing. I am not crazy. I'm not crazy!
You know, the only people who ever have to tell you that they're not crazy...
Multiple times in a row.
I'm not crazy.
Yeah. See?
Very emphatically, too.
Yeah.
You're the one who's crazy.
All I wanted was one Pepsi.
Just one Pepsi. Okay, so he just seems afraid of my sword? He's not
telling me. No, he's more amused. He just seems more amused than anything. Charn doesn't fear. Charn has no fear.
More like, you guys are fucked.
Yeah, it's more like,
what's the matter?
That's interesting.
I'm going to ask him, Charn, what? There's a room upstairs with cards. And they picked up a card, and now I feel very different.
You picked up a card?
Yes, we all did.
Those cards have the ability to rewrite reality. Fortunately for you and me and the house, once you pick them up once, you may never attempt to pick them up again.
So they just made it so I can make myself prettier.
And I make myself like a dark chestnutty cat now.
Sure.
I'm gonna change my hair color all the time.
If that is what you wish to call it, then of course, yes, that. They made it do that.
Do you know why I know? It just gives you randomly changes things.
It creates ripples in the nature of causality. The ebbs and flows of one's life and experiences begin to change and morph, and there are certain things that can rewrite those certain lifelines, those certain experiences. In completely different ways. The path of one's life, they may have decided to be a candlestick maker. These cards would turn that person into a baker. Not a baker, but one who bakes. These things would, of course, lead to an entirely different life path with the same memories, the same personality, but completely different life experiences, giving them a completely different set of skills to call upon. New muscle memories, new ways that they view the world or can interact with it. It is a very powerful artifact. That is why it is kept in a room with a binding circle.
Can you tell what about us that has been rewritten?
I cannot tell what about you has been rewritten because I was not there when the experience was shifted. You merely appear to me as you have in the totality of your existence and the time that you have been in my presence. Reality changed for you.
Guys, we really gotta quit picking stuff up.
Yeah, just maybe.
Reality.
But now I can do this, and then I go back to being black.
That's nice.
That is a very neat trick.
I can do this too, and I make a spark.
Very good.
Graziella, we really should be moving along now.
John, do you know what this blade is? And I'll pull out the ruby stone blade.
Oh, goodness.
Phases.
It is bloodstone. Looks to be a dagger. The weight seems slightly off on the hilt, but good for throwing.
Well, at least he didn't scream this time.
Some girls have all the luck, I guess.
And this is the one, just double checking out of character, the one that seems to phase in and out of reality?
Yes, that is.
All right.
If you'd like to know more about your razor, you could always take it into the Thoresk room.
What is a Thoresk room?
The three shrines to the Goddess of Blades.
Oh, I just start walking back that way.
Graziella.
Nope, I'm gone.
Oh, man.
We lost her.
I left quick like a cat.
What are the rest of you guys doing while she walks away?
I guess we gotta wait for her now.
Following her.
I'm the worst. I go into the room and I bring out the blade.
Okay. The light from the three different... So there's the... For those of you who don't remember, there's three statues that emanate an inner light. Each one of them is the Queen of Blades in a different form, like a different pose. And the light that shines from them... It is a warming light. It is it's very comforting. And as you kind of stand there, so there are three green stones, the carved in likeness of the Queen of Blades. One is holding a rapier, one is holding a great sword, one is holding two daggers. Her wings seem to flow around her like a gown. The light that is being shown from them dances off of the blade of the actual blade part of the Ephraim's razor, and as it kind of shimmers and dances off of it, the Ephraim's razor looks as if its shadow is rippling and contorting, and it seems to depict like a shadow on the wall, as if there was a silhouette of an individual. So it's casting in three different forms. On the north wall, there is a female who seems to have spikes jutting from her back. You can just kind of see this in silhouette. To the south wall, there is a kind of a 5 foot tall, short individual who looks stooped and is leaning on what could be a cane or a quarterstaff or a walking stick of some sort. And to the west wall, there is a 7 foot tall individual with horns that look to be jutting from their brow, longer arms and legs in a kind of stooped, kind of hunched, slightly forward stance, but also very relaxed, with a large hair. It's kind of hard to make out exactly what the hell you're looking at from the shadows.
I like turn around and take it all in.
It looks
like shadows moving. Like, do they seem to have
consciousness
almost?
Yes, it almost looks as if you're looking at the projections of shadows of individuals moving and doing things in different spaces.
Have the statues of the three statues moved at all?
No, they have not.
I'm gonna turn just to kind of all three of them and just be like, hello?
No response from the room. The best way to describe what's going on, if I was, let's use somebody who's a biped, if Maddie was walking through a room and there was one point of light in the room and it was casting Maddie's shadow on the wall in that room, if you were in a completely different country looking at a wall, you would be seeing Maddie's shadow.
I'm gonna wave at the shadow.
Okay.
Guys, I'm really sorry if I like unleash three demons on us.
I'm over by the portal. I don't care.
No, we're good. Good luck, guys.
Plus 35.
The stooped figure with the horns stops what it's doing. The other ones are just moving about. But the stooped figure with the horns look like it had walked and has abruptly stopped.
Does it wave back?
It does not.
Does it look like a friendly shadow?
I mean, as friendly as a shadow could look.
I'm going to wave again.
Who else is in the room?
I am.
You guys are looking at the where it is on the wall.
We all die.
And it looks as if the shadow itself begins to fill and pull itself off of the wall.
Oh, no.
And a large scaled hand with very manicured claws reaches out from the wall towards you. And I think that's where we're going to stop it for the night.
Oh my god. Oh, fuck. I don't know what I did. Shadows attack us.
was a better like reveal. Roll 20 if you're listening, and I kind of feel like you are because this is an amazing production that you just want to be part of. If you could make like a circle tool to reveal areas, or like a pen tool to reveal areas or something, that'd be super peachy keen for me. I would really like that.
Okay, when the podcast for this comes out, I'm going to be, and now a word for Roll 20.
Roll 20, we love you. We really do. But if you could make it easier for me to do shit as a storyteller, I would really dig that. That'd be cool. Thanks. All right, hold on. Map layer, select mode. Boop.
Ah, we're in limbo.
Don't worry, I have that under control. Are you guys going to the first floor or the second floor?
Just back down to the first.
Yeah.
I think we've been everywhere else, haven't we?
I mean, once you've seen the fisting hole, you've seen it all.
it's really what brings the whole house together.
Yeah, right. I can just see the real estate person showing it off. It's like House Hunters, you know. Well, my wife does macrame from old typewriter ribbons, and I make artisanal peach jam. We're looking for a place in about $3.8 million.
We need 6 bedrooms and a kiln.
And a fisting hole.
And at least 6 fisting holes.
Well, let me tell you about this place I got for you.
Yeah, just it's what you're looking for.
$5.8 million. I know it's just outside of your budget, but...
But it has 6 fisting holes.
And you can't just get that in the city everywhere.
So you're not going to find fisting holes.
I really liked the house. It had a good flow to it. I liked the area around it, but it only had 4 fisting holes, and we were really looking for
houses. We're really looking for 6.
We're really a 6 fisting hole family.
Our artisanal children.
Spoke artisanal children.
Who are also made from typewriter ribbons.
Oh, jeez.
They're small batch.
Okay, funny side story. When I was a little kid, we had shitty radio in the hospital, and I totally thought the song was Little Pink Cows for You and Me.
I can see that.
Until I was in my 20s, I totally thought the song was about Little Pink Cows for You and Me. And I was actioned to name an e-liquid flavor that was strawberry milk flavored, and so I just went ahead and called it Pink Cows. And nobody was the wiser for it. But yeah, that's why. Because totally thought that song was Little Pink Cows for You and Me.
It still makes sense. Chocolate milk comes from brown cows, so.
Yeah.
Right?
That's science.
That's science. That's that druidic science. So.
I'm scared.
How are you guys rotating your figures?
There's a little dot. There's a little stem and a dot, and you can click and hold the dot, and then.
Learn something new every day, Maddie.
I do.
Today you learned there's a little dot.
And a step.
I had the same question. Also, what do the little circles mean? The like red circle, green circle.
These ones?
No, my thing has like circles on it.
You can use those to...
Those for like HP. Tie them.
Yeah, you can tie them to your AC and your HP and stuff like that.
I've just been like, these circles are in my way.
Those are inconvenient.
Swatting them away like flies.
Yeah, they're circles of inconvenience for me.
No, those cling to her and make her fly.
That's a great spell.
they cling tight to me and make me fly.
You see, they're pecking away at your patience.
Limited mobility.
I'm gonna cast a second level circle of inconvenience.
If Can you I do, you will bleed for your master.
little handmaidens. It is your old friend, Graziella Anastasia Blackfoot, here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee, absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself. And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal. And believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at OldMagicGaming on Twitter.